This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. Little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincolnview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Aiden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him. Woo!
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radovan at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radovan. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, late good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding, who's engineering tonight. We're speaking to you from Minster, where the Minster Wildcats take on the Parkway Panthers in Midwest Athletic Conference action. Minster Wildcats 9-2 overall, 3-1 in the MAC, and Parkway on the season at this point in time is 6-8 with a win and 3 setbacks in the MAC play. Minster Idol last night won 2 nights ago over Fort Recovery on the road by a final tally of 1-0. Louis Magoteau, 8 innings. He went into extras, pitched a full 8, Gave up 6 hits, struck out 11, walked 1. Winning run scored for Minster on Tuesday night with the bases full in the 8th. Infield base hit by Connor Schmiesing. That was the difference maker as Minster won its 9th game of the season and its 3rd in Midwest Athletic Conference play on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, New Bremen defeated Parkway on Tuesday by a final score of 6-3. Last night, Parkway left the state of Ohio and beat South Adams of Indiana by a final tally of 12-1. Two storied high school baseball coaches here on opposite sides of the diamond tonight. Mike Westminster, Neil Schaffner of Parkway. We'll highlight both of them in just a few minutes. Also, a brief conversation with Brian Niemeyer, who is the father of a current Minster Wildcat player and 4 previous to this year. We'll talk with Brian in just a few minutes when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the freshest big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back here to Minster. Jack Kramer with Derek Olding. Gorgeous night for high school baseball. Temperature hovering around 80 all day long. A few clouds have filtered in to southern Auglaize County at the moment, but there is no chance of rain until late tonight or tomorrow. Plenty of blue sky overhead. Mike Wiss, head coach of Minster, 31 years as the head baseball man, in excess of 500 victories. He's coached 20-some years in the past as an assistant in football, girls basketball since the 16-17 season. While coaching baseball, three state championships for Mike. He was at the helm in 11 and 12 and then again in 17 when Minster won state titles. And, of course, in his fairly short tenure as the head man coaching girls basketball, two state championships in that regard. On the other side of the field tonight, Neil Schaffner, head coach for Parkway, a graduate of Parkway, was named All-Ohio in baseball during his senior year. He was the MAC Player of the Year in baseball in 1987. He earned first-team All-MAC honors in baseball during his junior and senior years, and he was a member of the 1987 state championship team and the 1985 MAC championship team in baseball. And about 10 years ago, he was named to the Parkway Athletic Hall of Fame. Neil Schaffner, head coach for Parkway. Two outstanding high school baseball coaches here today, and they are legendary, storied gentlemen with so much given over the years to high school athletics. Been joined by Brian Niemeyer alongside. Brian, expertise in labor and employment law at the firm in Sydney known as FGKS. That's the title of the law firm. Highlight for me, just for a moment, what you do before we talk about your son on this year's team and the three previous sons who played for Minster. Talk about the law firm and highlight your areas of expertise.
All right, yeah, thanks for having me, Jack. So we have 16 attorneys at FGKS Law in Sydney. We have offices in Troy, Salina, Fort Laramie, and, of course, Sydney. We're primarily a business law firm, represent a lot of companies in terms of corporate work. We do some real estate work, state planning. I do the labor and employment law work specifically, and again, represent companies and anything you can think of, labor and employment law related.
Now, son James is on the Minster baseball team his senior year. This, by the way, is senior night this evening. He's a senior on this year's squad, a multiple sport athlete. I gave you credit for having four athletes prior to James, just three boys prior to James. But highlight their careers. I know James is battling back from injury, and he's been an important cog in so many sports here at Minster. And I can remember one son got the big game-winning hit in 2017 when Minster won the state title and beat Rushi 2-1.
That's right. I'm sure the folks from Rushi don't like to be reminded of that one, but that was a lot of fun. That was, as you said, in 17. That was my second oldest son, Jonathan, who actually is getting married in 2 days.
Okay.
To a young lady from New Bremen, Michaela Feltz. So we've been planning for the wedding here for a while, and a big week for us with senior night tonight and the wedding on Saturday. My oldest son, Adam, graduated in 2013. He won two state championships in baseball during his time here at Minster, 2011 and 2012, and went on to pitch at Ohio State. He was a team captain there for 2 years, played 5 years there at Ohio State, so had quite a good career. And then Jonathan, as we mentioned, was 2017, won state. He had the big walk-off hit in the state finals against Rushi. My next oldest is Jacob. who had the misfortune of graduating in 2020, so his senior year of baseball was canceled. But his junior year, they made it to state and lost in the state semifinals. They had 11 seniors that would have come back his senior year in 2020, so had as good a chance of anybody at winning state. But unfortunately, as we know, the 2020 season didn't happen.
Hey, four sons in the family, no young ladies. How did it happen that way?
There is one.
Okay.
I have a daughter. Yes. She didn't play baseball, though. my daughter Alyssa is the second youngest, right before James, and she's currently a junior at Ohio State. She played volleyball in high school and had a pretty good career in volleyball.
What do you attribute to the success of the student-athletes in your family? Brian and your wife who played before them?
Well, my wife is a Hall of Famer at her high school, so she has that over me. And
there you go.
She likes to say they get their athletic ability from her. But, you know, I think it's just, the culture in Minster and a lot of the small towns around here where, you know, the kids, they play outside when they're young. We played a lot of organized baseball when these boys were younger, but we also, you know, they also played a lot on their own as well and developed those skills, and I think that's every bit as important as playing the organized baseball. And of course, the younger ones, James has probably, I don't know if I'd sit down and count all the games he's been to in his lifetime with four older siblings. Since he was born, he was going to ball games wherever his older brothers and sister were playing. So, and along with a few of the other boys on this team, so. So I think that's a big part of it. And as you mentioned, James has had, he's had sort of an injury plague senior year. Unfortunately, broke his collarbone in week one against Laramie in football season. Dislocated it, so missed the whole season until we got in the playoffs, and then dislocated his knee in, I don't know, the fourth or fifth game of basketball season, and missed most of the season until tournament. And he's been dealing with some shoulder issues here in baseball. Pitched last week for the first time, and is going to pitch tonight. So hopefully he can keep progressing there.
Jack Kramer talking with Brian Niemeyer, father of James, who's on this year's Minster baseball team, father of three previous sons who played here at Minster, and a daughter, outstanding student-athlete as well. I think here in West Central Ohio, Brian, there is this athletic fever among student-athletes, and it's a standard that's been set before them, a lofty bar of excellence in academics, athletics, and here in the 2000s, the student-athletes who come along strive for that bar and continue to excel. It's a unique athletic fever here in West Central Ohio.
It is, and a lot of the towns are similar, no different than here at Minster, and I think it starts at home. Mm-hmm. a lot of good families around here, good home life. And, and of course, these kids see the older kids and older siblings have success, and they want to be a part of it. They taste that, and they want to have those same experiences when they get up in high school. So I think it just, it's the whole culture, the town, the faith, the good family life, and I think that just breeds competitiveness, whether it's in school or sports. That's why you see these communities around here, whether it's Marion Local, Coldwater, St. Henry, Versailles. There's a lot of success in this area.
Hey, this game of high school baseball is so much about detail, the little things, making the routine plays, first pitch strikes, not giving up the free 90s. When you talk about the Cincinnati Reds, you talk about some of this too as well, but at the high school level, night after night after night, you see it, you can win a game with, you can score three or four runs with a hit or two.
Yeah. The other night, we certainly experienced that firsthand. We played Versailles here.
Yep, yep.
We were 7-0 or 8-0 at the time, and Thursday night, a league game, and we had 15 walks. We walked 15 batters and in addition to three or four errors, and you're not going to win many baseball games that, but, it's high school. They're high school kids, and that happens, and you got to learn to learn from that and get better. I know Coach Wiss, I have faith in Coach Wiss and the staff here, I'm sure they'll do that.
And your son is starting on the bump tonight with a chance to work through those injuries and get better and better in point for the end of the season and the tournament.
Yeah, and I think that's the goal in baseball, because everybody makes the tournament, and I know that's Coach Wiss's goal, is we want to be peaking at the right time. And historically, Coach Wiss's teams have peaked at the right time, and you know, hopefully we're poised to make a little run in the tournament. We actually won the state Acme tournament this summer.
Yes.
Or this past summer. So hopefully, you know, we can peak at the right time and make a little run in the tournament. That'd be fun.
Well, Mike and I often joke about the fact that you go through the league, the MAC, during the regular season, and then it's a mini MAC schedule in the district tournament all over again.
Yeah, and the thing about baseball, you know, one bad inning, one bad outing by a pitcher, or a really good outing by the opposing pitcher, and your season's over.
Exactly.
The three state championships that we have, 2011, 12, and 17, we didn't win the MAC in any of those years.
Right.
So the MAC certainly prepares you for that tournament run, but you're right. You got to beat MAC teams to get out of your district, which is unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
It's all about becoming tournament sharp and tournament ready at the end of the regular season.
Yep.
Brian Niemeyer, thank you so much for being with us here on Scores Broadcast before the first pitch tonight.
Thank you, Jack.
Minster and Parkway on scoresbroadcast.com. Let's hope for a dynamite pitching performance from son James here this evening.
All right. Appreciate you having me, Jack. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game. For the home team, Minster, Dylan Heitkamp catches. He is a senior batting first. Louis Magoteau plays second base, a senior batting second. Hitting third, James Niemeyer, senior pitcher. Fourth, Ian Holman, senior first baseman, batting fifth, Rylan Edwards, senior left fielder. Sixth, Noah Schwederman, shortstop, junior. Batting seventh is senior DH Logan Murphy. Hitting eighth, Connor Schmiesing, senior center fielder. And batting ninth is right fielder, a senior, Caleb Kaus. I mentioned the DH. Murphy batting for third baseman, junior Andrew Wiss. For Parkway, here's the opening nine. Third baseman, freshman, leading off, Perry Schwederman. Batting second, senior shortstop, Braden Bruns. Hitting third, sophomore pitcher, Jacoby Triplett. Batting fourth, Lennox Boroff, junior second baseman. Hitting fifth, the DH, junior Jack Yoder. Batting sixth is the catcher, junior Colt Harner. Seventh in the order, Carson Kirby, first baseman, a junior. Batting eighth, Isaac Beveridge, a freshman center fielder. Hitting ninth, Braden Kahn, senior right fielder. I noted the DH, Jack Yoder. He is batting for senior left fielder, Tyler Miller. Two-storied legendary head coaches here tonight, Mike Wiss for Minster and Neil Schaffner for Parkway. We talked about them both a few minutes ago. We'll return with more. First pitch just around the corner. Minster Parkway tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie and Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane as well in Fort Loramie. Don't forget, Schaefer Market has a 1 gallon of gas give back program with regard to the pumps there at Schaefer Market. 1 penny from every gallon sold at the market in a month is donated to a very special local organization. So take advantage of the gallon give back program going on at Schaefer Market there at the pumps, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. And also, online ordering is available for Schaefer Propane and online bill payment available for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Go to our website at SchaeferOil.com. That's SchaeferOil.com. Thanks so much. Thanks so much to a great array of Minster sponsors here this evening on Scores Broadcast. We'll highlight them for you throughout the evening, including a new sponsor, Fox Supply. We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many businesses that helps make our region a great place to live, work, and thrive. Meeting of the two umpires and the two head coaches, Mike Wiss and Neil Shafter, at home plate right now. Shortly, the playing of our national anthem. And then our first pitch, Minster Parkway here tonight. High school baseball, Midwest Athletic Conference on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Well, these teams here tonight, Minster and Parkway, have got some outstanding offensive performers. Dylan Heitkamp for Minster, batting over 500 on the year, as is Lennox Boroth for Parkway. Ian Holman hitting 435 on the season for Minster. Lewis Magato at 375. Boroth and Triplett for Parkway have five doubles apiece. First pitch upcoming next on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Minster Wildcats are on the field, set to defend. James Niemeyer has been throwing warm-ups. We are ready to go. Initial hitter, Perry Schwederman, freshman, third baseman, leadoff batter for Parkway. He hits from the left side. Stands in the rear of the box. Niemeyer opens up with a first pitch. Strike on the inside corner at the knees, or at least it looked pretty good. I don't think the plate umpire motioned a strike called. Maybe it was off the corner of ball. Second pitch is about the same place, and it's 1-1. That one's called a strike. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Schwederman. Parkway 0-3 in the MAC, 6-8 on the season. Strike two called, a breaking ball in there by Niemeyer, and it's a ball and two strikes. Parkway coming off a win last night, easy on the road at South Adams, Indiana. Two nights ago was beaten by New Bremen 6-3. Breaking pitch by Niemeyer. Lazy swing missed by the hitter Schwederman, who strikes out. Breaking ball had him off balance. Good start for Niemeyer. Braden Brunn steps in. Senior shortstop for Parkway. Wears number 9 on his back. Niemeyer's breaking ball off the plate outside. Minster wears the white pants, black jerseys, orange script across the front. Parkway gray pants, black shirts, black numbers outlined in a silver gray. As I drop my head, I missed that last pitch on the hitter. That one's low and away. And the count is 2-1, two balls a strike. Middle pitch was a strike. First and third a ball. Niemeyer to Bruns. Here's the delivery. Just off the plate, outside and low, and it's 3-1. Niemeyer has ticketed several pitches for that low outside corner. He's been right there, very close. That one's a strike above the belt, outside half of the plate, and it's full. 3-2 on Bruns of Parkway. Niemeyer fires, and the pitch just missed the outside edge for ball 4. Good take by the hitter Bruns. Man aboard at first for Parkway. One out, one on. Jacoby Triplett steps in. He's been flirting with the 500 mark batting all year long. Sophomore pitcher today. Outstanding hitter. Takes a breaking pitch from Niemeyer, and it floats in and over for strike one. No balls, a strike on Triplett. Outfield deep, a little to the left, playing him to pull. Here's the delivery, grounded back up through the box. Second baseman Lewis Magato dives behind the bag, cannot get a glove on it, and the ball rolls into center field, a base hit for Triplett. A grounder right through the middle. Triplett aboard, runner moved up one base. Bruns at second. Two on, one out for Parkway here in the top of the first. Another outstanding hitter, left-hand batter Lennox Boroff steps in. Junior second baseman, he too has been over 400 most of the season. First pitch to him, a ball. Niemeyer stretches, delivers, curveball, tapped foul toward the Parkway dugout. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Plenty of blue sky overhead. A few cumulus clouds filtering in to Melcher Street Park here at Minster. Light wind blowing out to left center, out of the south. Playing field here at Minster in excellent condition. It's all grass, and it is in superb shape. Swing and a miss for a strike. The count here on Borhoff, a ball, two strikes, one and two. Niemeyer stretches. Fastball upstairs. Borhoff whiffs. Strike three. That was a good high heater from Niemeyer. Borhoff didn't time it. He was late. Jack Yoder steps in, the DH, a junior for Parkway. Two on, two out, top of the first inning. Niemeyer tries to put this rally aside. Good breaking ball. Yoder cannot hold up. It's a strike. Two-thirds swing. Ruled a cut by the plate umpire. No balls, a strike, nothing and one. Fastball outside corner above the belt. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Niemeyer working quickly. Outfield playing the hitter to pull. Right-hand batter for Parkway. There's a ball fisted up the first baseline, foul into the coaching box right off the hands. Count still nothing and two on the batter Yoder for Parkway. Minster defensively. Ian Holman at first. Louis Magoteau at second. Here's the delivery, bounced up the first baseline between the first baseman and the bag. It's fair. It rolls down the right field line. It's a single, and the runner on score, a runner on second with two out, skips around the bag at third and scores. Braden Bruns is in on the opposite field single by Yoder. The ball was hit off the label a couple feet fair inside the bag at first. No chance for Holman to spear it. And Parkway's up 1-0. Here's Niemeyer with a high curveball to Colt Harner, the junior catcher who is hitting now for Parkway. Fouled off Heitkamp's protection at the plate. A strike on Harner. One run in for Parkway, couple hits, a walk. 1-0 lead, Panthers. Hitting from the left side, Harner takes it a little up and in. Two balls, a strike, two and one. Outfield very deep and right, playing Harner to pull. Right fielder Caleb Cows for Minster is a good 275 from home plate. Strike two. Count evens up, two and two. Niemeyer into the stretch, swings into action. Breaking ball, humpback liner over there to Louis Magoteau at second. It's into right center. The throw comes to third. It gets away from the Minster third baseman. Rebounds off the dugout screen. And Parkway plates another run to lead 2-0.
First baseman, number 10, Carson Kirby.
Single by Harner over the head of Magoteau. Just missed his mitt by several inches. It's been a game of inches here in the first. Parkway's had a hit up the middle, which barely eluded Magoteau in that humpback liner to right. Previous batter for Parkway also eluded Magoteau in the air. There's a ball fouled over the screen off the bat of Carson Kirby, junior first baseman for Parkway. 2-0 Panthers lead. Runners at second and third when the throw came to third and got away. The batter runner, Harner, scooted down to second. Two strikes on Kirby. Niemeyer tries to put him away and pitches one way high, and it's a ball and two strikes, one and two. Runners at second and third, two down for Parkway, two runs in. Niemeyer pitches. There's a big one-hopper to Magoteau at second. Routine play. Flips on to Holman for the out. Inning over, not before Parkway scored twice to lead 2-0. We head to the bottom of the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Melcher Street Park here in Minster. Parkway 2, Minster nothing. We head to the bottom of the first inning. The Wildcats come calling with Dylan Heitkamp, Lewis Magoteau, and James Niemeyer. 1-2-3 in the order. Against the offerings of sophomore Jacoby Triplett, a 5-foot-10-inch right-hander. Squares up on the mound. Opening pitch to Heitkamp is on the way. And it is a strike on the low outside corner. Nothing and one on Dylan. He, Carson Holman, and Parkway's Lennox Boroff have been among the leading hitters all year long in the MAC. Oh, here's a ball pulverized to left center field off the bat of Heitkamp. It's rolling onto the track to the fence, and it's a gapper. A two-base hit for the leadoff batter for Minster, Dylan Heitkamp. He slugged one a long way. It's 300 down the left field line here at Minster, 312 to right. And that ball rolled a good 350 or better from home to the outfield fence. In deep left center, it was drilled right up the gap. So Minster starts right away to come back against the Panthers, who scored two in the top of the first. And here's Lewis Magoteau from the right side, swinging and fouling out of play. Two base hit by Heitkamp. And he has been on his game all year. What a leadoff hitter. Catches. Here's a throw back toward second. It hits Heitkamp and rebounds all the way to the first baseman of Parkway, who covers it up. Heitkamp shaken up a little bit, and the two-man umpiring system gives him an opportunity to walk it off. He was stung. It looked like on the side or hip. The count, a foul ball strike on Magoteau. Open stance. Left foot is even with the front of home plate. The pitch to Lewis, it missed wide. The ball a strike, 1-1. Outfield very deep, playing Magoteau to pull. Second baseman sneaking in behind Heitkamp at second. Ball 2-2-1, up and away. Two balls a strike, 2-1. This is a Midwest Athletic Conference game, of course. Minster 3-1 in conference action, and Parkway is 0-3. Here's the delivery, fouled out of play to the right. It hit the top of the screen, skidded along it, didn't make the street, landed short of Melcher beyond the dugout, outside of first. I believe the count is even up, two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Magoteau. Here's the delivery, way wide, and it goes full, 3-2. as I check with Brian Niemeyer, the official count keeper and scoreboard operator. Three ball, two strike offering coming up to Magoto. Heitkamp leading at second. Strike on the outside corner. It caught the edge. That was a wide zone. Appreciated there by the plate umpire. He gave the pitcher the benefit of the doubt. And Magoto is retired. Good two-seam fastball or slider that nipped the edge. There's a high breaking pitch to Niemeyer, called a strike at the letters. Nothing in one. Runner at second for Minster. Parkway's jumped out on top, 2-0. Niemeyer, senior hurler today for Minster. Looks at that one way up top. And it's a ball and a strike. Third baseman for Parkway hugs the line. That's Perry Schwederman. He's snug just a couple feet off the stripe. Low and away in the dirt. Great stop by the catcher for Parkway. Beautifully done by Colt Hardner. He saved a wild pitch. Heitkamp would have moved up easily. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Niemeyer. And it's high, a little bit upstairs. 3-0, 3-0. My mistake, 3-1. I'm properly corrected here in the press box. 3-1 on James. Left foot even with the front of home plate. Swing, maybe a foul tip into the mid of the catcher, and it goes full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Niemeyer. Runner at second for Minster. One down, bottom of the first, 2-0 lead, Parkway. On deck, Ian Homan for Minster. Pitch to Niemeyer, fouled to the screen. It's still full up, 3-2. Again, the third baseman for Parkway hugs the line. Deep at short, shading second, is the middle infielder, Braden Bruns, for Parkway. Into the stretch is Triplett, the pitch to Niemeyer. He spoils that one, foul, and it's still full, 3-2. He sprayed that one off the backstop, too close to take. Still full up, lengthy at bat for Niemeyer. Magoto, previous hitter, was called out on a close pitch, strike 3 on 3-2. And this one is well off the plate, low and away, ball 4. Niemeyer trots down to first. 2 on for Minster. 1 out. Bottom of the first inning. Parkway leads 2-0. Here is Holman stepping in now. He's been in the 425 to 450 range in terms of batting average all year long for Minster. Holman hits from the right side. Left knee bent, swings, guys a foul out of play down the right field line beyond the Parkway bullpen. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Holman. He had a fine two-hit game in a previous contest we covered in Scores Broadcast when Minster beat Rushi 6-3. Two aboard and out, pitch wide, a ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-1 on Holman for Minster. 2 on, 1 away, bottom of the first. Tying runs aboard. Pitch by Triplett. Fouled off the screen. First baseman for Parkway unusually guarding the line. He's only about 3 feet in fair territory. Well behind the bag. There's a swing and a miss, strike 3. Holman out on strikes, 2 down for Minster here in the bottom of the first. Ryland Edwards, senior left fielder, hits. He, too, is from the right side of the plate. He's even with home, swings, and he scorches a shot to center. Center fielder for Parkway retreats, holds up, catches head high. The ball was scalded off the bat of Edwards, but right at the Parkway center fielder. Play made out there by freshman Isaac Beveridge. We played one here at Minster, 2-0 Parkway on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Top of the second inning here at Minster. Jack Kramer with engineer Derek Holding. Left-hand batter steps in, Isaac Beveridge, freshman center fielder for Parkway, which leads 2-0. Beveridge golfs a high infield fly to first baseman Ian Holman. He moves well off the line into the second baseman's position. Magoteau gives way. Holman makes the catch. One down for Parkway here in the top of the second inning. Braden Kahn, senior right fielder, hits now for Parkway. There's a ball bounced in the hole between third and short. Oh, what a play at short by the Minster shortstop. The throw short hops the first baseman. Holman gets away. That's going to be scored an infield single. Had the runner advanced down to second on the overthrow, we would have had an error on the poor throw. But infield hit. Fine play by Minster shortstop Schwiederman. He roamed deep into the hole. Good backhand stab and could not get the hitter Kahn at first. One on, one out, Parkway, top of the second inning. Here is the leadoff hitter, Schwiederman, stepping in, and the ball is plunked into short right field, and it is a soft single for Parkway, which has runners at first and second. Braden Brunn steps in. Schwiederman is struck out in the first, gets on via a base knock here for Parkway, which has two aboard. Top of the second, already leading 2-0. Here is Niemeyer throwing gas, swing and a miss. Bruns goes after a high fastball, can't connect. Swing and a miss, strike two. Niemeyer gave him some heat again. Nothing in two. Bruns down in the count. Infield for Minster, medium depth, back at third. Outfield moderately deep for the right-hand batter, Bruns, who fouls it away. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Bruns as Niemeyer tries to get out of this two-on, one-out jam in the top of inning number two. Niemeyer looks at his runners, pitches to Bruns. Curveball off the end of the bat, pop foul over near the Minster dugout, and it is right on top of the press box in which we are located. The press box sits above the Minster bench down below in the dugout, and we heard the thud directly above us. Two strikes on the hitter. It is Bruns. Niemeyer looks at his runners. Bruns takes it upstairs, high and away. A ball and two strikes, one and two on Bruns. Niemeyer working quickly. Magoteau inched towards second, then he retreats to his position. Foul ball to the screen. 2-0 Parkway leads, top of the second. Beautiful evening for high school baseball all over West Central Ohio tonight. Pitch to Bruns. There's a high, hard one cut on and whiffed.
Third in the lineup.
Bruns came up empty. Here's Jacoby Triplett, good hitter, sophomore. Niemeyer's opposing number here tonight. Triplett throws. He's hurling on the mound for Parkway. Niemeyer needs to get him in a clutch situation. Triplett singled in the first. Breaking ball lined hard in the hole between third and short. It's into left field. Minster's left fielder charges in a hurry. Well done out there by Rylan Edwards. And he came up throwing and holds the runner at second for Parkway right at third. So they're loaded with two down for Parkway here in the second. Three hits, a couple of singles before the base knock, but Triplett, one of the three of the infield variety. Here's Lennox Boroff, second baseman, junior, outstanding hitter, stepping in. Conference on the mound. We'll take a moment and break away. Hey, don't search for the best morning breakfast any longer. Oh, the aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating, are under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main at the Rushi Inn. Coffee at 6, breakfast at 6:30. Have breakfast till 10:30 every weekday at the Rushi Inn. And breakfast until 1 on Saturdays, 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home. Or before you start a long day at work or on the road, the Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around. And one of the only early breakfasts in West Central Ohio. All day, each day, Monday to Friday, sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab. And DoorDash has arrived as well. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Conference concludes. Niemeyer's got the bases loaded, two out. Boroff hit from the left side for Parkway. And he's jammed and fouls it to the screen for strike one. Nothing and one on Boroff, who was struck out by Niemeyer in the first. Bases loaded, Panthers, who lead 2-0. Check swing, and the plate umpire didn't give me the mechanics. I think it was called a ball. Was it a strike? 1-1 the count. That's what we'll go with at the moment. There's a foul to the screen. It's either 1-2 or 0-2. I thought he barked strike on that second pitch, but he didn't give me the mechanics of a strike call. Everybody here in the press box a little buffaloed. It's either 1-2 or 0-2. Bouncing ball. Great play by Heitkamp behind home. The catcher for Minster smothered it. It is 1-2, a ball and two strikes. 1-2 pitch on the way by Niemeyer. There's a high fastball, and the hitter climbed the ladder and whiffed. He came up empty. Niemeyer went up top, and Boroff chased. He's out on strikes. So Parkway has sent up 13 hitters here in the first two innings. Niemeyer, though, gets out of a big jam in the second, leaving the bases full. 2-0 Parkway. We head to the bottom of the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste.
so do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Noah Schwederman steps in for Minster. Schwederman, a junior, hits from the right side, plays shortstop tonight, wears 14 on his back, and he's down a strike, nothing and one. 2-0 Parkway, bottom of inning number two. Triplet, breaking ball, Yepper right at the thighs, outside half. No ball, two strike count, nothing and two on Schwederman. Here's the windup, the pitch of the plate, way up above the strike zone, a waste pitch from Jacoby Triplet on the bump for Parkway. A lot of room along the right field line. They play Schwederman to pull in the outfield. 1-2, big hops, ground ball to short. Shortstop gloves, loops the throw onto first, out. As that play goes from Bruns in the middle of the diamond for Parkway to first baseman Carson Kirby. And Schwederman is retired. Here's Logan Murphy stepping in. Murphy, senior DH, swings from the right side. First baseman for Parkway a few more steps off the line than previous hitters. Murphy down a strike. Here's the pitch, but Triplett low and away. That's my mistake. First pitch was called a ball, so it's 2-0, 2-0 on Murphy as Minster tries to get a base runner here in the second inning. There's a ball grooved above the waist, inside half, a strike. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Murphy. Triplett, like Niemeyer of Minster, works very fast. Strike two called. Above the belt, outside part of the plate, 2-2. Triplet fires low and away. Ball three, count goes full, 3-2. Minster needs the good eye from Logan Murphy right here. On deck, Connor Schmiesing had the game-winning hit on Tuesday. There's a belated swing by Murphy, and he comes up empty for strike three.
Connor Schmiesing.
Two down for Minster, bottom of the second. Here's Connor Schmiesing. Schmiesing's infield hit won the game on Tuesday night. 1-0 for Minster on the road at Fort Recovery. Delivery of a Triplet down in the dirt in the left-hand batter's box. A ball, 1-0. Infield very deep at short in the person of Bruns for Minster. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Schmiesing. Schmiesing, good speed, third baseman for Parkway, cheating in on the grass. Upstairs, ball three, 3-0. And third baseman Perry Schwederman leaving nothing to chance. He's five steps in front of the bag at third base as Schmiesing walks on four pitches. Here's Caleb Kaus, senior right fielder today. He's thrown quite a few innings already, starting and in relief on the hill for Minster this season. Kaus from the left side. Schmiesing can shake, rattle, and roll down there at first. He gets a good lead. Here's the pitch, but Triplet fouled to the screen off the bat of Kaus. Nothing and one on him. Flags out in deep right center are blowing toward center. Wind up from the south-southwest here tonight. Plenty of blue sky overhead. temperature around 80. Up and in for a ball on Kaus. Big gap between first and second. First baseman for Parkway, Carson Kirby, holding the runner on. Pitch in the plate gets away from the catcher. And let me update our listeners on the count. Two balls and a strike, I think, as I look to Brian Niemeyer for approval. Way up top, ball three, 3-1. Three balls, a strike, 3-1 on Kaus for Minster. Runner at first, 2-0 lead Parkway. Bottom of the second, Kaus with his feet spread apart at the plate. And looks at one down and in for ball four. He's aboard.
Back to the top of the order.
Two straight walks, but triplet after two out. And now he's got to deal with Dylan Heitkamp at the top of the order. And what did Heitkamp do to start the game for Minster? Batting at the bottom of the first. He barreled one up to deep left center and rolled to the warning track for a double. Conference on the mound for the Panthers. We'll check out for a brief message on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Well, a two-base hit from Heitkamp right here, like the one he had in the first inning, would score two. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1. He took one wide, then he swung at a pitch low and away. And here's strike two called above the knees on the outside corner. Good spot by Jacoby Triplett, the hurler for Parkway. 1-2, and Heitkamp for Minster, two on, two out in the second. Way high, and it's a ball, 2-2. Parkway leads it 2-0. Tying runs aboard for Minster. Feet spread wide apart for Heitkamp. Outstanding leadoff hitter for the Wildcats. Pitch by Triplett. It bounces wide of home, and it goes full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2, and Heitkamp for Minster. Two on. On this 3-2 offering, they can get a head start if they want. Here's the pitch, but Triplett. It's low and away in the dirt. Ball four, and they're loaded. How about that? Triplett, after getting a ground out to short and a strikeout, has lost his touch out there on the bump. Three straight hitters have reached to be a bases on balls for Minster. And here's Lewis Magato, who struck out in the first. Bases loaded. Minster, two out, bottom of the second. 2-0 Parkway. Pitch to Magato. There's a ball pummeled hard on a line in the center. It gets away from Beveridge, the center fielder. One run scores. Two runs score easily. Here's a third around. Third base and home, and Minster's taking the lead. Single and an error on the center fielder for Parkway. Clutch hit for Magato. He'll get credit for two runs batted in. That third run is unearned. Three-run score. Magato winds up at second. Good wheels around third by Heitkamp, who scores all the way from first base. And it's 3-2 in favor of Minster. James Niemeyer has got another ribby parked out there at second base. Had Beveridge come up cleanly in center, Minster would have scored two and tied the game up. But he let the ball get through. E on the center fielder. Third run unearned. And it's 3-2 Minster. Niemeyer takes it wide. And it's a ball. Had my head down in the first pitch. which I think was also a ball. 2-0 on Niemeyer. Jacoby Triplett working so fast for Parkway. Looks at his runner at second and takes a strike right down the middle. Let's check with James' father, Brian. The count here on James. He has two balls and a strike. Fouled into the mitt, so it's even up at 2-2. That pitch was out of the zone upstairs. He had a good cut, got a piece of it. 2-2 on Niemeyer. Runner at second for Minster. Bottom of the second. Minster leads 3-2. There's a big roundhouse curveball. It didn't catch the top of the zone. It stayed upstairs.
Ian Holman.
Well, that's four walks in the inning, but Triplett of Parkway. Here's Ian Holman with runners at first and second for the Wildcats. Two on, bottom of the second inning. Minster has scored three already. Triplett to Holman. There's a line drive right side over the head of the second baseman. Another run scores for Minster. Throw to the middle of the diamond is cut off. Runner on first for the Wildcats. Dashes all the way to third.
Scores one.
And the Wildcats have gotten out the line drive singles here in inning number two. It's 4-2, Minster. That ball is hit really hard into right field. Off the bat of Holman, here is Ryland Edwards stepping in, ninth man to bat for Minster in this frame. Runners at first and third for the Wildcats. Let's see what kind of a game is on here. Oftentimes you'll see that runner on first, a check up on a delayed steal to see how the infielders, including the catcher, will respond. First pitch of ball, 1-0 on Edwards. Minster has scored four here in the second. 4-2 lead Wildcats. Parkway led 2-0 entering the bottom of this frame. Pitch to Edwards, a strike. It's 1-1 on him. A ball, a strike. Runners at the corners. Niemeyer at third. Holman at first. Jacoby Triplett checks. Breaking ball down. Just missed. Two balls, a strike. 2-1 on Edwards. He flew out to Beveridge in center field back in the first inning. Here is Triplett into the stretch. Looks at Niemeyer at third. There's a curveball skied, middle of the diamond. Very playable. Shortstop for Parkway camps under it, and it's hauled in by Braden Bruns. But Minster does damage in the second. Wildcats score four. We head to the third. Minster 4, Parkway 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, Well, so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylists Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway, where it's our experience and your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Niemeyer ahead in the count. No balls, a strike. Now even up at 1-1 on Yoder. The first hitter, the junior DH for Parkway here in the top of the third with Minster on top 4-2. Niemeyer's breaking ball upstairs. I'm sorry, got a pitching change. Is that Kettner? Yep, 17. Kettner throws over the top. I like his stuff. He pitched against Rushi. There's a hard ground ball to third. Third baseman for Minster gets the glove down. Can't reach it, and it skids by into left for a hit. Ball was hit very hard by Yoder, who gets credit with a single to left. Andrew Kettner on the bump now for the Minster Wildcats. He was sharp in his performance against Rushi when Minster defeated the Raiders by a score of 6-3. Kettner stands about 6-3. He's got a good over-the-top delivery and often displays really good bite on that breaking pitch. The ball, no strikes, 1-0 here on Harner, who fouls over the screen. A ball, a strike, 1-1. This game has been filled with the number of bases on balls and quite a few hits. That base wrap right there for Yoder was Parkway's seventh officially in two innings. Here's a bunt back to the mound to Kettner. He's got it on two hops. Flips onto Holman. Out. Sacrifice is good by Harner. And here's Carson Kirby stepping in now.
Carson Kirby.
Harner, by the way, had singled back in the first. Here's Kirby, who was out second to first back in the first inning for Parkway. Runner at second, one down. Here's the pitch by Kettner. Curveball low and away for a ball, 1-0. Niemeyer threw a couple innings a week ago against Versailles, coming back from injury. Threw two here tonight. 4-2, Minster leads. Kettner, curveball, swing, and a miss. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Kirby. That was a splendid pitch right there by Kettner. Right-hand batter for Parkway. Holds the bat high above the right shoulder, looks at a pitch upstairs, and it's 2-1. 2-1 on Kirby. Minster leads 4-2, top of the third. Wind blowing out here at Melcher Street Park tonight. Kettner looks at second. Breaking ball fouled over the screen, and that one reaches Melcher. In fact, it lands on a rooftop across the way. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2, and Carson Kirby of Parkway. Feet spread very wide apart. There's a ground ball to short. Oh, it climbs up the left arm of the shortstop for Minster. And the ball lands out in left field. Run scores from second for Parkway, which has cut the gap to 4-3. That's an E6 there. Run is in for Parkway. Left-hand batting Isaac Beveridge, center fielder, hits at the plate now for Parkway. One down, one on. Haven't played the top of the third yet. Already seven runs in this game. Kettner with a big hook. Swing and a miss for a strike. Nothing and one on Beveridge. Outfield pretty much straight away for this left-hand batter. Holman holds the runner at first. This is one of those days where we might see before the seventh inning point arrives two, three, even four pitchers for each side. There's a throw upstairs, and it's a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Beveridge. Stands behind home plate, rear of the box. Here's the pitch by Kettner. Curveball stayed up above the zone, and it's 2-1. 4-3 Minster, top of the third. Kettner straddles the rubber, looks at first, delivers. Ooh, just off the corner, maybe a mite low. Missed in, and it's 3-1. 3-1 on Beveridge. Again, Holman holds the runner at first. Carson Kirby. Delivery by Kettner is bounced to third. Oh, nice play. Third baseman Minster. Throw to second, one. Relay to first late. Good play at third. Well done by the Minster Wildcats third baseman, James Niemeyer. He used every bit of his frame to leap off to the left and snag that in the webbing. That ball was ticketed for a base hit to left field. Force at second. Play goes from 6-4. Runner at first now for Parkway. Two outs in the third, a run in. And here's Braden Kahn, who produced an infield single back in the second inning for Parkway. He swings from the right side. Beveridge on at first. Ground ball, Niemeyer at third. He's got it. Strong throw across the diamond to Holman. Yep, he got him. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Minster in the lead over Parkway, now 4-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Noah Schwederman steps in. He leads off for Minster, bottom of the third. Wildcats have a one-run lead, 4-3. No action down in the Parkway bullpen. Triplett has thrown a lot of pitches through two frames for Parkway. In fact, he walked 1, 2, 3, 4 in the bottom of the second inning. Count here on Schwederman, a ball and two strikes, 1-2. First hitter up for Minster. Bottom of the third, there's a ball in the dirt. Shortstop very deep on the diamond, back edge of the dirt for Parkway in the person of Braden Bruns. There's a high chop back up the middle. Bruns ranges to his left, second baseman to his right. Neither one gets it. The ball scoots into center, a single right back through the box for Schwederman. Logan Murphy, who struck out in his first at-bat, steps in. And the hit parade in this game continues. And Minster's had 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. Minster's produced 5 walks in this game. There's a high pitch by Triplett to Murphy. 1-0. Parkway had 3 hits in the first inning. 3 more in the second, and another in the third. 4-3 our score. The batter Murphy holds the bat out to bunt. It's either a called strike or a swinging strike, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on the batter Murphy for Minster here in the bottom of the third. Low and away, ball two. Murphy squared, pulled the bat back. Big gap along the right field line for Murphy. Third baseman for Parkway charging. Here's a bunt toward third. Off the mound is Triplett, the pitcher, and he falls to his keister, trying to field the ball, makes a lollipop throw to first. Safe there. Runner on first for Minster. Goes racing around second all the way to third. Well done on the play by Murphy. That goes down as a bunt single. And the sloppy throw at first is an error, enabling the runner for Minster to advance from second on to third. So it winds up being an error on the pitcher, Triplett, and here is Connor Schmeezing with runners on the corners. There's a pitch in the dirt, low and away for a ball, 1-0. Minster threatening. Nobody's been retired in the inning. Two aboard. Triplett working fast. Upstairs, 2-0. I would gather that Triplett's probably made 50 pitches or better here in the into the third inning against Minster. Very high, towering middle of the infield pop-up. First baseman calling for it for Parkway. He comes in toward the pitcher's mound and hauls it in. It's Carson Kirby. Schmeezing with a pop to three, a pop to the first baseman. Runner still at the corners for Minster. One down now for Caleb Kaus. Let's see what kind of strategy is employed here by head coach Mike Wiss. Kaus hits from the left side. The pitch by Triplett is hit hard out in right center field. Does it find the gap? It does. It's going to score two. Here's Kaus on his way to second. He turns second. He gets the come sign to third from Mike Wiss. Kaus in easily with a long triple that traveled a good 365 from home plate. Kaus really teed off on that one. A two-run triple by Kaus, and Minster has stretched its lead to 6-3. Back to the top of the order in Dylan Heitkamp for the Wildcats, who have just one out here in the third inning. Clouds off to the south, darkening up a bit. Understand the chance of rain is to hold off until very late this evening. Heitkamp takes it in the dirt, low and away for a ball. 1-0 on Heitkamp. Runner at third, if he can put it in play, it'll score another run. 2-0. Infield for Parkway up on the corners, more or less conceding the run in the middle of the diamond. Pitch to the plate, hit hard, left center field. Does that one find a gap? It does. Rolls for the warning track in the fence. It'll score a runner from third, and heading hard into third base goes Heitkamp. He slides, no throw, triple. Back-to-back three baggers for Minster here in the inning.
Coming in hot to the plate, Lewis Magatow.
A triple for Kaus, a triple for Heitkamp. And three runs have scored in the inning for Minster, which now leads it 7-3. Here is Lewis Magatow stepping in. Triplett still on the mound for Parkway. There's a high breaking ball off the outside corner. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Parkway played Tuesday. Parkway played last night. Panthers maybe a bit pitching thin. Jacoby Triplett still on the mound, 2-0 on the batter, 2-0. Only one out. Minster, another run, 90 feet away at third. Pitch to Magatow in the dirt, ball three, 3-0 on Lewis Magatow for Minster. Noah Schwederman began the inning with a single. Logan Murphy, a bunt hit. There was an error on a throw mixed in. Schmiesing popped out to first, then triples by Carlson Heitkamp as Magoteau walks right here. And here comes Parkway head coach Neil Schaffner to the mound. I think we've got a pitching change upcoming. Middle of the third inning, Minster batting, leading 7-3 over Parkway on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Francis Schulze in Rushi from Storm Doors to Garage Doors. The Francis Schulze Company offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components tonight for these two teams pitching so far. It's not been real sharp for either club. Much better for Minster, which has really begun to tattoo the ball. In fact, Minster has knocked out Jacoby Triplett, the starting pitcher for Parkway. The lead 7-3 for the Wildcats. Key building components from here on. Parkway's got to start getting runners aboard and producing runs now down before. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Here's James Niemeyer hitting for Minster. Runners at first and third. Still only one out. Bottom of the third inning. 7-3, Minster pitched to Niemeyer, fouled to the screen. Niemeyer in two trips, a couple of walks. As Minster attempts to expand on the lead, let's see what the runner Magoteau, who's got good wheels, does at first. New pitcher on the bump for Parkway is Tyler Miller, right-hander, senior. Plays outfield as well as hurls. Curveball thrown to Niemeyer. That's going to produce a run. Long, high, deep fly ball to right center. Man on third tags, dashes home, 8-3 Minster. Sack fly for Niemeyer.
Clean up batter.
And here is Ian Holman. Holman has struck out and singled in two trips. As I look down at my colleagues here in the press box, I say four runs scored in the inning, right for Minster, now 8-3. Sometimes there are too many for me to count. 8-3 in favor of Minster. Two down, bottom of the third. Holman batting. Runner at first, a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Holman. Parkway led 2-0 when Minster came to bat in the bottom of the second. And since then, all Minster's done is score 8 runs. There's a ball nubbed in front of the plate. Catcher's on it in a jiffy for Parkway. Throw to first, out. Inning is over. But not before Minster gets four more in the third. After tallying four in the second, we go to the fourth, 8-3 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282. To schedule an appointment, or for more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. Hey, you served our country. We are here to serve you. The Shelby County Veterans Services Office. A strike called to the new hitter here for Parkway, who then skies a foul behind home plate. And look at that perseverance by Heitkamp for Minster. He goes all the way flush up against the screen and catches. Great job by Dylan Heitkamp behind home plate for Minster as he catches the foul pop. Here is Braden Bruns, shortstop for Parkway Hitting. After the pop-out by Schwederman, Bruns has walked and K'd so far in this game. Minster leads it 8-3, top of the fourth. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Kettner on the mound, his second inning of work for Minster in relief of James Niemeyer, who started and gave up two in the top of the first. Check swing ball low, 2-0 the count. 2-0 on Braden Bruns, senior infielder for the Parkway Panthers. Strike on the outside half of the plate above the thighs. Some cloud cover overhead now here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Two balls a strike, 2-1 on the hitter Bruns. Actually, it was 3-1 because that's ball four. So Bruns walks. That brings up Jacoby Triplett. And he's cracked the ball hard twice. He's got two singles for Parkway. He's been up around 450 to 480 all year long hitting. He started the game on the mound for the Panthers. Kettner throws him a curveball very wide, 1-0 on Triplett. The lead for Minster is 5, but Parkway has shown the propensity to hit the ball really hard. They have squared it up in 3 innings so far. Bouncing ball to the plate, 2-0. Kettner behind on Triplett, 2 balls, no strikes. 1 on for Parkway, top of the fourth. 8-3 lead, Minster. Triplett holds the bat high, swings, and he pulls a long high drive deep down the left field line. It's toward the 300 sign, and it's over it for a home run. I just talked about the hitting prowess of this Parkway team, including Triplett. And he just smashed a homer a good 320 or 30 feet to deep left. Home run Triplett. And that 8-3 Minster lead is 8-5. And here's Lennox Borhoff stepping in He can go deep to right. He swings from the left-hand side. He, too, a superb hitter. Boy, Triplett hammered that one. That was a prolific home run to deep left, bouncing ball to the plate. Kettner behind, 1-0 on Boroff. 8-5 game. You get the sense that Minster's 8 runs won't be enough. Boroff fouls at home plate. A ball, a strike, 1-1. That homer off the bat of Triplett got out of here in a hurry as he scalded one to deep left. It was about 3 or 4 fence posts over to the right from the foul pole. I would guess it traveled a good 320, good 330 over the barrier and deep left. On a non-breezy day, it would have gone out just the same. Pitch high upstairs to Boroff. Kettner needs to throw strikes. He finds the strike zone there, and it's fouled on the ground over toward the Parkway dugout. One out for Parkway here in the fourth inning. 8-3, or I should say an 8-5 game now in favor of Minster. There's a slowly hit ground ball to second. Minster, second baseman, charges, throws to first. Yes, out by an eyelash. Good hustling play by Minster in the middle of the diamond. Holman with the long stretch from the toss by Magato recorded the out. Boroff just nipped at first. Play goes 4-3. Here's Jack Yoder, 2 down for Parkway. Top of the fourth inning, 8-5, Minster in the lead. Kettner's breaking pitch missed up and away. Ball 1, 1-0 on Yoder. He has singled twice. This Parkway club's been a hitting machine tonight. There's a ball fouled to the right off the label of the bat. Out of play, shy of the bullpen down the right field line. Outfield is pretty much straight away. Center fielder for Minster, shading a little bit left center. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 now on Yoder. 2 down for Parkway, top of the fourth, 8-5 lead Minster. Parkway had 3 hits in the first, 3 more in the second, another in the third, a walk and a homer here in the fourth. Pitch to the plate, lined by Yoder, right at the shortstop, Schwederman for Minster. The batter, Yoder, retired. That ball was really tagged. Nothing to show for it, though. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Minster now up 8-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
But the eighth hit in this game for Minster just recorded. A little dunker, a Texas leaguer in the center off the bat of Ryland Edwards. And he's aboard for Minster to start the bottom of the fourth in this high-scoring tilt at Minster tonight. 8-5 lead, Minster over Parkway, one on, none out, Wildcats in the bottom of the fourth. Noah Schwederman hitting, and he's ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes, two and nothing. A lot of room down the right field line for Schwederman for Minster. Infield double play, depth runner going, and the best throw in the world is not going to get him, as Ryland Edwards for Minster stole that on the pitcher. Well done. Fine steal by Edwards. Two balls, a strike, two and one on Schwederman at the plate as Minster aims for an add-on marker. There's a ball lifted in the air to pretty deep left center field. Center fielder Beveridge back into the gap, camps under it. He has it. Runner at second stays put for Minster. One down on the fly out to center. Schwederman now one for three. He grounded to short, singled, and the fly ball to center. Here's Logan Murphy, a strikeout, a bunt single. One down, Minster, bottom of the fourth. Here is Tyler Miller, right-hander, stretching, pitching, bouncing ball to third. Third baseman charges under his glove. He deflects it into short left. Minster's runner at second stops at third. Check swing, bouncing single by Murphy. Hit parade continues. Runners at first and third for Minster. One down here in the fourth. 8-5 in favor of Minster, which attempts to build on the three-run bulge. Connor Schmiesing steps to the plate. He's out of the box for 10 or 15 seconds, checking with head coach Mike Wiss. Let's see how the defense for Parkway plays this situation. High and away for a ball, 1-0. Tyler Miller, outfielder, pitcher, on the bump for Parkway after the start by Jacoby Triplett. Here's the pitch to the plate by Miller. Runners on the corners. There's a bunt. Nice job by Schmiesing up the third baseline. The pitcher has no play at the plate. Oh, he fumbles, mishandles the ball. Makes a late throw to third as the runner on first for Minster scooted around second. He was tagged out at third, but the third baseman or shortstop dropped the ball. Runner safe.
Number zero, Caleb Kaus.
That goes down as a bunt single. Will give Schmiesing credit for a bunt hit. And then there was an error at third on the dropped ball. Run scores. Caleb Kaus hits. And I'll do double checking of my notes. Minster with a run in. Runners on the corners. And the lead is now 9-5 as I look at my scorekeepers here in the press box. 14 runs in this game, and we're not halfway through yet. Conference is everywhere on the mound and at third, giving us an opportunity to tell you about one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Production Support, Inc. and Rushi, where we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are Production Support. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production Support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. Check our website, ProductionSupportInc.com. That's ProductionSupportInc.com. 30 years of dependable service in Rushi. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Runners on the corners for Minster, which leads 9-5. Bottom of the fourth inning. One away. Caleb Kaus is hitting. Runners on the corners. Schmiesing and Murphy. Runner steals. Throw to second. Tag attempt. No. Safe. And then a delayed steal from third. And Minster scores easily. Heads up play, Logan Murphy. Double steal. And I'll tell you what, that is a story that Logan Murphy is going to tell for years to come. Logan Murphy's going to talk about his steal of home. He was the second one to steal on the play as Parkway threw the ball through all the way down to second. And Murphy, with a late charge from third, scored easily. The throw to the plate from second base was tardy. All hands are safe at second and at home. And the lead now for Minster is 10-5 as the Wildcats have gotten the two back. They gave up on the triplet two-run homer in the top of the inning. Runner at second. Cal swings through a pitch. Jack has been gabbing away and has lost track of the count. I think it's even up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Kaus. Runner at second, and he takes off late from second base. I think a balk is ruled on the pitcher. Tyler Miller on the bump for Parkway. Balks. Runner advancing to third now for Minster, which is in the lead, 10-5 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kaus resumes his at bat at the plate. A fly ball will score another. Curveball in the dirt. And I think the count is 2-2. I may have mistakenly. That made it full. It was 2-2. I was right the first time. Full count on Kaus. Runner at third for Minster. A couple runs in. Way up high as Tyler Miller misses the strike zone, but plenty. And Minster again, runners at first and third.
Dylan Heitkamp.
With one down, bottom of the fourth inning, and here's Dylan Heitkamp. Still through all of this, only one away. The man retired in the frame was the second hitter, Noah Schwederman, who flew out to center. Here's Heitkamp, a double, a triple, a walk. He's worn out the gaps in the outfield in this game. Breaking pitch from Tyler Miller upstairs. Ball one. 1-0 on Heitkamp. Tyler Miller looks at first. Pitches home. Strike on the outside corner at the knees. Good breaking ball by Miller. It's a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Heitkamp. Miller, the pitcher for Parkway. Sees the runner on first, take off, steal, pitch low at the plate, 2-1. Two balls a strike, 2-1. Duck sitting out there for Heitkamp to drive in, runners at second and third. Two balls a strike, 2-1 on Dylan. Into the stretch is Tyler Miller, high outside curveball, it goes full, 3-2. Infield way up for Parkway. They're in at second and short. First and third on the grass. Tyler Miller looks home, delivers, breaking ball, high and in, and the batter walks, and they're loaded up. Base is full. Heitkamp with a base on balls. Here is Lewis Magato stepping in for Minster. Magato has walked, singled, and struck out. Bottom of the fourth inning, 10-5 Minster. Magato's got him loaded. Miller can't find the strike zone. He misses. Ball one. Well, when the weather warms up and you start playing four or five games a week, the stress on the pitching staff is felt. And that's the case here today, more so for Parkway than Minster. Upstairs, ball two, 2-0. 2-0 on Magato. Base is loaded. Infield is back in the middle, playing for a double play. Pitch to Magato. It bounces. 3-0. 3-0. Outfield very deep for Lewis. Right fielder playing him in right center. Runners leading. First, second, and third for Minster. Pitch by Miller. It is off the plate outside, ball four. Miller couldn't find the strike zone. Another batter for Minster walks. Minster was the benefit of a walk in the first. One, two, three, four walks in the second. Another one in the third. Two more here in the fourth. And that walk right there scored a run. There's a strike call to James Niemeyer. Bases loaded, one out, Minster, which leads 11-5 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Miller to Niemeyer. Curveball low and away, a ball, a strike. As I look down press row here in the press box, I get confirmation, 11 runs for Minster. There's the ball hit hard by Niemeyer down the left field line in the corner. Yes, it's fair. 10 feet inside the stripe. One run scores, two run score. Double for Niemeyer. Runner on first, dashes to third. Niemeyer darts into second. Two run double by James. And it's a five run inning for Minster. And the lead is now 13-5. Still just one away in the inning. Conference on the mound for Parkway as we step aside. 13-5 Minster, bottom of the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, a pitching change for Parkway. Third hurler on the bump for the Panthers. Minster has stretched its lead out to 13-5, a four-run second, a four-run third, a five-run fourth. Runners at second and third, one out. If these two runners score, and then Minster puts a hold on Parkway in the top of the fifth, we've got a 10-run mercy rule finish at the end of four and a half. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, located in South Main. We have gone local because we have found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've delivered. We've got Winter's Meats for you, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which has fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today. See all the new items, as well as your old favorites, at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Boy, a lot to choose from in the revamped market on South Main and Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's, now Schaefer Market. As I mentioned, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, many more new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market. And a proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, a four-generation business started in 1945. Here is a return to action, and Minster, it's a ground ball to third with runners at second and third, and it's thrown away at first, and two more runs score. Another error by Parkway, E5 on the throw as the ball was bounced down there by Dylan Heitkamp. Two more are in. Lewis Magato steps to the plate.
Rylan Edwards.
My mistake. I'm looking at the wrong lineup card. Rylan Edwards hits here now for Minster after the Ian Holman ground ball to third that was muffed. And then Edwards spanks a hard single in the hole on the ground between third and short in that 5-6 hole. And here comes the Minster bats as they storm right through the Parkway pitching staff. We fail to recognize the new hurler on the bump for Parkway.
Designated hitting for Noah Schwederman. Number 4, Reese Baer.
Reese Baer steps in to bat here for Schwederman. Holman, ninth man to bat, two hitters ago, safe on the air at third. Edwards, who began the inning with a single, singles again here in the fifth. Or I should say in the bottom of the fourth. Still just one out. And a grand total of how many runs in this inning for Minster? We total them up 7 to extend the lead to 15-5. Reese Baer is pinch batting, pulls it foul outside of first. New pitcher on the bump for Parkway. We'll get him to turn around so we can recognize the numeral. We think it might be freshman Perry Schwederman. Here's Baer swinging, and he barrels up his shot to right center field. It's in the gap. Center fielder Beveridge tracks it down. He's about 320 feet from home plate. Runner scores all the way from first. Minster plays add-on. Ball drilled up the gap off the bat of Baer, pinch hitting. Long double for Baer.
Number 13, Logan Murphy.
And stepping in now, Logan Murphy for Minster, who's had two hits and a strikeout. Runner at second, still one away. And the lead for Minster expands to 16-5. 17-5. That was a two-run double off the bat of Baer. So the lead has grown to 12. Too many runs for us to keep track of. And Parkway's going to have to come up with an uprising in the top of the fifth to extend this game. The pitch is low on the ground to Logan Murphy. Runner at second for Minster, which has really hammered the ball here tonight. There's a high curveball way up top, 2-0 on the batter. Hits for Minster. Two in the second inning for the Wildcats after one in the first. And then in that third inning, Minster had 1, 2, 3, 4 hits, including a couple triples. Or I should say in the third inning, 4 hits, including a couple triples. And several more hits here in the fifth. Ground ball to second, softly hit. Second baseman for Parkway charges. Outs registered at first. Runner Baer advances to third for Minster. 17-5 our score. 9 runs here in the fourth inning. Jace Hemmelgarn bats for Connor Schmiesing for Minster here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Murphy out, ground ball 4-3. Hemmelgarn for Schmiesing at the plate for Minster. Minster has scored 17 runs since 2 were retired in the second. What an explosion by the Wildcats in this game. Unbelievable. First 2 hitters were retired for Minster in the second inning, and since that point in time, 17 runs. Here is Hemmelgarn batting, runner at third for Minster. Ball pulled foul up the line at first. Now, Minster had 2 down in the second inning, and since then, We're in the fourth. Since then, in a little over two innings, or right at two innings, there are two down here in the fourth. Minster has scored 17 runs. There's a shot foul into the bullpen down the right field line, nothing in two. Yeah, Minster in the last six outs has scored 17 runs. There were two out in the second. Nobody had scored. They scored four. Four more in the third. Two down here in the fourth, nine runs in. I would say Minster's taking advantage of the warm weather. The bats are getting hot. Here's Hemelgarn at the plate, swings from the left side. Feet spread apart. Breaking ball around the outside corner. Hemelgarn stepped away. Now he's back in. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate. Ball is lifted in the air, foul, outside the third base bag and over the dugout and press box on this side of the diamond. I think that's 18 Lennox Boroff on the mound. He's the Dynamite offensive player and infielder for Parkway. He's pitching here in the inning. And there is a hit batsman or ball four. Pitch was way low and inside to Hemelgarn, and he's aboard. Runners on first and third for Minster with two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Minster has scored nine in the frame. Here's Caleb Kaus. A couple pinch hitters for Minster here in the inning have reached. Here's Boroff looking plateward. There's the ball lying hard toward short, and it's to the left of the shortstop to the second base side. He can't make the play. It's in the left center, and the batter runner scoots to second as the throw goes to third, not in time. Minster with runners at second and third. Another run in. It's a 10-run frame.
Brings back the top of the order. The catcher,
and it's now 18-5 in favor of Minster. We're back to the top. And Dylan Eichkamp, that ball was powered, but Kaus, he hit it hard. The single, he takes second on the throw. Well, Minster's offense has been in high gear here today. Parkway, having played the last two nights, thinned out on the mound. Three pitchers have given up 18 runs, not all earned. It is a ball upstairs to Eichkamp, 1-0. He has been safe on an error at third. Walked twice, doubled and tripled. There's a ball slap foul to the left. Some clouds have filtered in overhead. Still a bit of blue sky. Wind blowing out to left center. Here's the pitch by Boroff to Eichkamp. Hard ground ball back through the box into center. One run, two runs in. Eichkamp pulls around first, stays right there. A single for Eichkamp, plates two more.
Coming in hot to the plate, number 19.
And if I do the math correctly, it's a 12-run fourth inning for Minster. Four in the second, four in the third, 12 in the fourth. Minster in the lead, 20-5. Who would have thought? Magato comes plateward for Minster. He's walked twice, singled, and K'd. I tell you what, Eichkamp would love another at bat. If he could go yard, he would have the cycle tonight. Magato takes it low and away for a ball. Eichkamp's got three hits, Magato a hit. I hit a couple walks for Niemeyer. Here's the pitch, grounded in the hole between third and short. There's that 5-6 opening in the part of the diamond, and Minster finds it. Base hit for Magato. Here's James Niemeyer.
Number 15, James Niemeyer.
We'll have to get out the calculator to compute the base knocks in this game for Minster. Minster had one hit in the first, got four runs in the second, thanks to two hits and four walks. Conference on the mound, and that will give us a chance to step away. And Minster well on top, 20-5 Bottom of the fourth, two down for the Cats on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
But the Minster Wildcats are in the middle of a nine-hit inning. Nine base knocks for Minster here in the bottom of the fourth. 12 runs are in. Another pitching change here for Parkway. It's the fourth hurler on the bump. And I think it's Braden Kahn, an outfielder, who's checked in. Four pitchers in this game. Triplett's been on the mound. Boroff, Miller, and now Kahn is hurling as Niemeyer steps in for Minster.
Third baseman, James Niemeyer.
He's got a couple walks, a sac fly, a double. So technically a perfect day, one for one for Niemeyer. Runners at first and second for Minster. A 12-run fourth inning. And the Wildcats went deep into the roster. They sent up a couple pinch hitters. Bouncing pitch to the plate for a ball. This high school baseball season is really difficult to navigate. You want to start the season third week of March. You can't play. The weather's bad. Then the weather gets better, and all of a sudden, you're playing seven games in a week, and you don't have the pitching to deal with it. And that's what Parkway is feeling here today, having played on Tuesday, Wednesday, and now tonight. And Minster has been a hitting machine. Runner on first for Niemeyer. As Kahn delivers to the plate, Niemeyer swings and lifts a drive into center field. Beveridge retreats a couple steps. He's got it for the out. And the 34-minute half inning is finally over as the Wildcats bat for more than a half hour and score 12. 20-5, Minster. We head to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Up a 12-run fourth inning. Minster in the lead, 20-5 over Parkway, which gets a base hit to start the fifth. Well, the Panthers have had their share of base knocks in this game. Kettner on the mound for Minster, trying to finish off a 10-run or better mercy rule here in the top of the fifth. With the score at 20-5, Parkway would have to score six to extend this game. The first batter, Colt Harner, splashed a single to right over the head of Magoteau at second. Base hit for Harner. Here is Carson Kirby, right-hand batter. Number to third, Niemeyer fields, goes across the diamond to first to Holman. Perfect throw in time for the out. Runner advances to second. One away for Parkway here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's Isaac Beveridge stepping in. Got a pinch batter for the Parkway Panthers. Parker Lyons, a junior, swings, rolls it to second. Magoteau off to his left field, stumbled, got up and threw to first for the out. Good play. Runner advances to third. Ball was not hit sharply. Minster with time to recover at second base. Two down for Parkway. One out from this game ending. Here is Kahn, who came on in relief as the fourth pitcher. Slaps one to short. It's in the hole between third and short. Niemeyer at third. Ranges to his left. Gets a mitt on it. The tip end of the glove. Can't reel it in. That's going to go down as a hit. A hit for the batter, Kahn, for Parkway. And a run scores. A run scores to make it 20-6 in favor of Minster. Back to the top of the order and Perry Schwederman. Kettner on the mound for Minster. He tries to close out this game. Pitches low for a ball. 1-0 on the batter for Parkway. Runner first, two out, top of the fifth. Pitch to the plate, high curveball. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. 2-0 the count. Here's the check at first by Kettner. Strike called, waist high, outside corner. Minster has a noon game on Saturday against Indian Lake. That's Minster's next encounter. Pitch to the plate. Low and in. It missed off the plate downstairs. Kettner behind on this batter. 3-1. Tomorrow, this Parkway team returns home to play Ansonia. There's a one-hop chop to Holman at first. He fields, touches the bag, and the game's in the books. Final tally is 20-6. 20-6. Minster defeats Parkway in 4.5 innings here at Minster tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We're back in just a few minutes on SCORES, scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, welcome back here to Minster. Jack Kramer, our engineer Derek Olding, alongside. Minster has just defeated Parkway 20-6 on senior night. Mike Wiss, 31 years head coach of Minster, down on the field addressing the crowd here on senior night. Seniors at Minster, number eight. Eight total, Caleb Kaus, Ryland Edwards, Dylan Heitkamp, Ian Holman, Louis Magato, Logan Murphy, James Niemeyer, Connor Schmiesing, the eight seniors being honored here tonight after the Minster victory over Parkway. Final tally, 20-6, 20 runs, 17 hits for Minster, Parkway 6-10, unofficially 6 errors in the game, 4 by Parkway, 2 by Minster. Parkway led 2-0 entering the bottom of the second inning, and Minster scored 4. Minster scored 4 in the bottom of the second, 4 in the bottom of the third, and erupted for 12 in the bottom of the fourth inning, did Minster in beating Parkway. Minster now 10-2, 4-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, 6-9 overall for Parkway, 0-4 in league action. I said that Minster plays Indian Lake at Fort Loramie on Saturday at noon. It's actually Allen East. That is the opponent tomorrow night. I have on record here that Parkway plays Ansonia in a non-MAC game, of course, tomorrow night. Ansonia, the opponent. So many thanks to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, always accepting job applications at O'Reilly. In person at 560 East Main. Experienced machinists, other entry-level spots. O'Reilly's in big demand. O'Reilly Machine Tool offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. I bet you didn't know that O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi is a company that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. Contact O'Reilly online about jobs and other questions. O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Looking briefly over the score sheet for Minster. Hitting star of this game, Dylan Heitkamp. 3 hits, a single, a double, a triple, 2 walks. He is the hitting star, no doubt about it. Red-hot bats for Minster here today as the Wildcats cracked out 17 hits. Hitting star for the Panthers of Parkway has got to be Jacoby Triplett. He's been around 475 and hitting all year long. 2 singles and a two-run blast, a two-run homer tonight for Triplett. Triplett are star of the game for Parkway, and Heitkamp star of the game for Minster. They are the hitting heroes in this 20-6 Minster win. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
welcome back to Melcher Street Park in Minster. Minster 20, Parkway 6, senior night here at Minster. The postgame ceremony continues. Recognition of the eight seniors: Caleb Kaus, Rylan Edwards, Dylan Heitkamp, Ian Holman, Lewis Magato, Logan Murphy, James Niemeyer, and Connor Schmiesing. Our next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com is Monday night on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna at Rushi in a big Shelby County Athletic League game. That's Monday night airtime at 5:25. First pitch at 6 on Monday. Anna at Rushi in the SCAL. Thanks to our online listeners. Gratitude to Derek Olding, who engineered alongside Jack Kramer, saying good evening from Melcher Street Park in Minster. The Wildcats defeat Parkway 20-6.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors: Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borcher's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borcher's Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors: M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on scoresbroadcast.com.